Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here. Your daily dose of Stoic wisdom served with a side of real talk. We all know life can get crazy, right? Deadlines, family, friends, that never-ending scroll through social media is enough to make anyone feel like they're constantly running on empty. But what if I told you there was a way to navigate this chaos without burning out? That's what we're diving into today. How to prioritize self-care in a world that seems designed to keep us perpetually busy. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, "Oh great, another podcast telling me to meditate and take bubble baths, hear me out." This isn't about adding more stuff to your already overflowing plate. It's about making conscious choices that actually nourish your mind, body, and soul. So, let's break it down into 5 key takeaways that you can practically apply right now. Number 1. Reframe self-care as essential, not optional. Think of it like this. You wouldn't skip refueling your car because you're too busy, would you? Your body and mind are the same, they need regular refueling to function at their best. When you prioritize self-care, you're not being selfish, you're investing in your ability to show up fully in all areas of your life. Number 2. Identify your non-negotiables. We all have those things that recharge us, whether it's a good book, a walk in nature, or simply 5 minutes of quiet time with a cup of tea. Figure out what truly nourishes you and schedule it into your week like any other important appointment. Treat these self-care rituals as sacred commitments. Don't let anything else infringe on them. Number 3. Learn to say no gracefully. This is a big one, friends. You can't pour from an empty cup. If you're constantly saying yes to everything, you'll inevitably reach a breaking point. Start by politely declining requests that don't align with your priorities or drain your energy. Remember, it's okay to protect your time and energy. Number 4. Mindful movement matters. It doesn't have to be intense gym sessions every day. Think about incorporating small bursts of movement throughout your day. A quick walk around the block, some stretching at your desk, or even dancing to your favorite song in your living room can do wonders for both your physical and mental well-being. Number 5. Practice gratitude. This one might seem simple, but taking a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life can have a profound impact on your overall happiness and resilience. Keep a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're thankful for, or simply take a moment to savor a delicious meal or a beautiful sunset. Okay, so how do we actually put this into practice? Imagine this. You're in the middle of a hectic week. Deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and your social calendar is overflowing. Ever felt that overwhelming sense of being pulled in a million directions? Instead of letting stress consume you, take a deep breath and remember those self-care non-negotiables. Maybe it's a quick walk during your lunch break, or 15 minutes of reading before bed. Or maybe it's simply carving out some quiet time to journal and reflect. These small moments of intentionality can make all the difference. They act as anchors in the storm, reminding you to stay grounded and centered even when things get crazy. Remember, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. It's about showing up for yourself with compassion and understanding. Because when you take care of yourself, you have more energy and resilience to give to everything else in your life. So, my challenge to you today is this. Identify one small act of self-care that you can incorporate into your day tomorrow. Make it a non-negotiable appointment with yourself, something you look forward to and cherish. And remember, sharing is caring. If this resonated with you, tag a friend who needs to hear this message too. Leave a comment below and let me know what self-care practices are working for you. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and most importantly, keep taking care of yourselves. You deserve it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.